The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Tina Chang, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The first time I truly fell in love with the expansiveness of language, I was in a high school English class where my teacher focused on Greek mythology. I couldn't get enough of the complexities that Greek myths offered me, where the gods were beautiful and also monstrous. They were perfect while being tragically flawed. They also, at times, made grave and irreversible mistakes. All of these qualities made them so undeniably human. The gods gave me a window into my own humanity. If they could suffer so deeply, perhaps I could see and sense value in imperfection, even injustice. Perhaps I could learn to view human downfall as acceptable, necessary, and even unavoidable. Today's poem, Closure, by Paul Tran, recalls the well-known myth of Achilles. Before Achilles' birth, it was predicted that he would die at a young age. In order to protect him from this fate, his mother lowered him into the river Styx, which was known for its powers of invincibility. Because she dipped Achilles by his heel, he was left vulnerable in this spot. He was later shot in the heel by a poisonous arrow and died an early death as originally predicted. Tran's poem opens with a contemplation on Achilles and the unavoidable fact of pain. Just as Achilles felt himself invincible and extraordinary, the speaker believes being extraordinary saves them as they walk through the fire of life. Survival, then, becomes a test of will, where one must live with and live through the impact of the poisonous arrow. In truth, we are each of us ordinary humans asked to survive beyond the most extraordinary challenges. Sometimes those challenges seem insurmountable, and where can we go but to the heights of the imagination or the depths of the unknown? Are they one and the same universe? If there can ever be any closure to pain, I would venture to claim the pure act of living is the closest one can come to grace. Closure by Paul Tran. What did I think survival would look like? Triumphant, glorious. Even Achilles was brought down, his heart broken, yet his first loss, his first wound, was not being human, not being ordinary. I was brought down. I carried the arrow. My wound closed its maw around the bit. I bit down. I tried to negotiate the pain, move it out of my mind, but it remained in sight. The body maintains what the mind erases. Why couldn't I have been ordinary? Ordinary with misfortunes, ordinary with achievements, ignored even by me, by ordinary people who claim they love me. Ordinary love. I could wake in an ordinary mind, brush ordinary teeth, go to an ordinary job, say hello to other ordinary people, on an ordinary street, in an ordinary city, in an ordinary country, where ordinary things happen each ordinary day. Hello, ordinary people. Hello. Did the gods grant my wish? Violence, brutality, betrayal, knowledge, hurt, all of it, ordinary, all of it, mine. I've been trying to find the ordinary name to name the ordinary feeling I felt when I finally understood it. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.